This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733, kicking off hour number two. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And, well, your calls, thoughts, welcome about whatever is on your mind, but we've been talking about some federal issues. Started off talking about the Supreme Court ruling from just a couple days ago, where the Supreme Court, in a surprising 8-1 decision, that's the surprising part, is that it was an 8-1 decision, wound up ruling in support of the Fourth Amendment and against warrantless searches of curtilage. Then talked about Trump signing the right to try legislation and staying somewhat tangentially related to drugs, in this case, federally approved ones. Chris, you've got a story about the American Medical Association and some kind of opioid policy.
Yeah, this comes to us again from Reason. The AMA castigated for rightly opposing a national 3-day limit on opioid prescriptions. A bill sponsored by Senator Rob Portman, Republican of Ohio, would impose a nationwide limit of 3 days on initial prescriptions of opioids for acute pain. Quote, people are dying around the country every single day because patients are being prescribed too many opioid pills at one time, unquote.
Jeez. That's not why people are dying. People are dying because they're buying things on the black market that they don't really know what they're getting.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into the details of numbers and things like that because I just don't know them. You know what I mean? But I do think there are some people that do overdose from prescription opioids, too.
Right. And,
well, or get started taking prescription opioids.
Right.
And end
doesn't
up.
That kind of, like, prove, though, that the no regulation is kind of a bad thing?
Well,
because the black market, there is no regulation. That's as raw and free as it gets when you buy on the black market.
Right. But the question is whether having things easily available leads to more usage. And, you know, the case we often refer back to is Portugal, where you can pretty much possess any kind of drug you want and their usage goes down.
When I walk into CVS to buy Sudafed or Tylenol, right, I know what I am getting.
Right.
If I go to some guy on the street corner to buy Sudafed or Tylenol, and I don't know why I would when I could just walk into the CVS,
right,
I'm trusting that what is in that capsule is actually what he is telling me.
You know why I would buy Sudafed on a street corner? So I wouldn't have to go through, show my license, and swear to God I'm not doing a meth lab in my basement, which the government makes me do every single time. I'm sorry,
so
go ahead.
So what do you think is the driving factor, okay, behind Rite Aid being held more accountable than, let's say, the drug dealer on the street?
Financial incentive. They can make a lot of money because they have a lot of chains. And they have no interest in putting out products that might kill their own patients.
And also, let's go back to my scenario of I buy some Tylenol. Let's say that it was mislabeled. I buy it from CVS. I can take CVS to court and say, hey, wait a second.
To court?
Yes, courts exist in this country.
Yeah.
So if CVS sells, let's say, opioids,
mm-hmm,
but it's in a Tylenol bottle,
right,
they've committed fraud. I can take them to court.
Okay, so
if I buy something from the guy on the street corner and it turns out to be not what he said it was, I can't take the street drug dealer to court because then I have to admit I committed some kind of felony, and then the court's just going to laugh at me, and then I go to jail.
See, Heather, I think, is trying to promote the idea that, well, see, we must have courts, we must need courts, and courts are run by the government. In the same way, CVS could certainly put out in as part of their user agreement, if you deal with us, that we will do everything through private arbitration.
Mm-hmm.
So a court isn't necessary.
No, I'm just saying like a governing body of some sort that oversees.
Right. Have to be government.
Exactly. Well, I'm just proving that, like, you know, so a lot of people that listen to this show advocate like a completely lawless society, and I'm just, you know, saying that there have to be some types of laws that people adhere to and regulations that are enforced. Otherwise, there is no incentive to sell the accurate product at Rite Aid because it would be like on the black market where there is no enforcement mechanism, no courts, no nothing. Just for all those listeners that advocate total anarchy, which will be
chaos. Let's talk about the black market.
Well, hold on real quickly. You like to use the word anarchy, and I don't think anybody really describes themselves as an anarchist anymore. I think what most people in this world seem to prefer is the idea that exchanges...
So we have, like, collars? Wasn't, like, Christian Anarchist one of our collars?
Yeah. But I would say that the bulk of people just prefer that interactions with each other be voluntary and not involuntary.
Yeah, in a perfect world. Too bad we're all, like, animals and, you know, the point of life is to survive.
I have more faith in our fellow man than you do.
Yeah, until there's, like, one bit of food left and two people are fighting over it.
Oh, my.
Like, we're just, you know.
You do know the root of the word anarchist, right? Or anarchism.
Lawlessness. I don't know.
No, incorrect. It means no rulers.
No rulers, yes.
Right.
And most people. Doesn't mean no rules.
Doesn't mean no rules. Most people associate it with that, but it really means.
If you rule your own life, then essentially you're still a ruler deciding things for yourself. So
or
it's kind
you,
of
or
like.
Or you have self. What's the word I'm looking for? I'm stumbling here.
Autarchy would probably be the best term, but that sounds too close to autocrat,
right.
Which
or
is autark. Not the same thing that we're trying to say. Let's jump back into this article.
We should. but thank you for
well,
that
pleasant
diversion. I
think I made a good
diversion.
Point, though, that some regulation, or like even the court systems in general, it's good to have, and it
you
helps
make
a, provide
but
a better
you
product.
You argue that it is, and yeah. not
this,
everyone
this
agrees
goes back to part of what we were talking about under the right to try. To where if the FDA were an independent certification entity,
right.
kind of like how Underwriters Laboratory is an independent certification agency for electronics.
Yep.
To where if I buy a microwave and the first time I plug it into the outlet, it explodes on me, you know, like I have some kind of repercussions of, hey, wait a second, you know, you certified this and it wasn't safe.
And they might come out and say, okay, we no longer certify this. We put this on our exploding microwaves list.
Right.
Right.
Or the company says, oh, hey, sorry about that. Here's one that we tested and it didn't explode.
Kids, if you get an exploding microwave, take it back. That's the rule. That's the moral of that story.
Yeah.
Portman's spokesman, and to recap this, Senator Rob Portman, Republican of Ohio, is pushing for a nationwide limit of 3 days of initial prescriptions of opioids for acute pain. Portman's spokesman tells the Daily Beast Jackie Kucinich, quote, a 3-day limit is common sense based on CDC guidelines. And Senator Portman is going to stand up and fight for what's right. In reality, Portman is fighting for what is wrong, both factually and morally, because a 3-day limit is not common sense, it is not based on CDC guidelines, and it is not sound medicine. As Jeffrey Singer notes on the Cato Institute's blog, the American Medical Association, for once, is taking the right position on federal meddling with health care, by opposing Portman's bill. In a statement quoted by Kucinich, the doctor's organization says, quote, a strict 3-day limit ignores the admonition from the CDC guideline that, quote, clinical decision-making should be based on a relationship between the clinician and the patient and an understanding of the patient's clinical situation, functioning, and life context, unquote. Misstates the actual recommendation of the CDC and applies limits to clinical situations of which they were not intended to be implied. applied. Limits and one-size-fits-all approaches will not end this epidemic.
And there's more to this article, plus your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts on this proposal that no one can have more than a three-day supply of opioids? Oh, you got your prescription filled on Thursday, runs out on Sunday. Good luck.
Mike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite .com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Good technology is good, but the philosophy behind the tech is important. And Zencash was made by voluntarists with the ideas of voluntary interaction being embedded into the white paper. With no central authority or single point of failure, Zencash is more resilient than a traditional corporation. Everyone has an equal opportunity to participate in decision making, which empowers stakeholders and makes Zencash less susceptible to third party influence. And Zencash allows for secure private transactions. Learn more at Zencash.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts welcome about whatever is on your mind. We'll get back into this article from Reason about a senator from Ohio making an absolutely ridiculous proposal that hopefully doesn't go anywhere. And the AMA has actually come out against this guy's proposal. Again, we'll jump back into that in just a moment. But first, I want to make sure that I tell you about a website that you can go to find out all kinds of news about things in the cryptocurrency world. That would be news.bitcoin.com. Headline from just a few hours ago, one of the larger exchanges, Bittrex, apparently has launched USD fiat trading. Got news about an Indian exchange that has launched trading for 15 different cryptocurrencies. You can find those stories and many, many more over at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
And we've been talking about this article from Reason that talks about the problems with this 3-day limit on opioid prescriptions, and the American Medical Association, AMA, actually coming out against this proposed thing, which Reason is applauding. And we've been reading some comments from the AMA's reply to this. I'm going to continue with this one. When opioids are used for acute pain, clinicians should prescribe the lowest effective dose for immediate release opioids and should prescribe no greater quantity than needed for the expected duration of pain severe enough to require opioids. 3 days or less will often be sufficient. More than 7 days will rarely be needed. Contrary to, and this continues with Reason's comments, contrary to what Portman seems to think, that is not an endorsement of a mandatory 3-day limit. In fact, saying that 3 or fewer days will often be sufficient implies that longer prescriptions usually are necessary. Even if Portman correctly understood the CDC's advice, he would be mistaken to think it is supposed to be a hard and fast rule, let alone a rule enforced under the threat of taking away a physician's prescription privileges, as Portman's bill would do. As the AMA notes, the CDC emphasizes that care should be tailored to each patient. Quote, clinical decision-making should be based on a relationship between the clinician and patient and an understanding of the patient's clinical situation, functioning, and life context. The recommendations in the guideline are voluntary rather than prescriptive standards. They're based on emerging evidence, including observational studies or randomized clinical trials with notable limitations. Clinicians should consider the circumstances and unique needs of each patient when providing care. The CDC guidelines, nevertheless, have been widely misinterpreted to call for strict limits, especially on daily doses, which has led to serious problems for people suffering from severe chronic pain. Quote, when healthcare providers read and interpret these guidelines, they understand them to be informational, non-binding, and inconclusive, writes Singer, a Phoenix surgeon, Cato senior fellow, and Reason contributor. But that is not how politicians, quote, do science, unquote.
And I don't think that politicians do science correctly anyway, because, you know, let's just look at the global climate warming cooling change thing to where, oh, well, I saw something that 97% of scientists said a thing, so therefore science is settled.
Right.
Well, no. If you actually understand science, science is never settled.
Yep.
Because science is always, can we reproduce this?
Yeah.
Can we, you know, have this happen over and over again in various different tests?
Right, and not to go off on another tangent, but that's part of the problem I have with the climate change proponents is none of your models have been repeatable. The only thing that's been shown is that the Earth tends to cool as opposed to heat up, and if we were to believe your models were absolutely correct, then we would need scuba gear to say hi to all our listeners in the San Francisco area. And
do you know what my theory is?
Go ahead.
You know what my theory is? Because I see a lot of people, even though I consider myself more conservative, one thing that annoys me with really hardcore conservatives are the ones that completely write off the global warming concept just because they think the whole thing is just completely made up and they've never actually, like, looked into it.
To the science.
To the science, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, I try to be as pragmatic as possible and to keep my mind open to new things. And so one of my theories is that global warming could potentially be kind of like body regulating its own temperature.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, how we maintain a certain temperature of 98.6. That's, like, what your
right.
standard body temperature should be. So if it gets too warm or if it gets too cold, that's your body getting sick.
Right.
So my theory is that, like, you know, I think what science is trying to do is say that, hey, this is where we want the Earth's core temperature to be. Mm-hmm. If it goes a little too much this way or a little too much this way, bad things can happen, which I totally believe is in the realm of possibilities. And I think scientists try to study, you know, the temperature of the Earth and the atmosphere and the different ozone layers the same way doctors try to, you know, understand the human body and why it is the way it is. So I don't think it's necessarily smart to completely write off science or write off global warming as an issue,
mm-hmm.
which I see a lot of people do. It just seems like some people are so torn. Either you believe it in 100% or you don't 100%. And there's just not so many people in the middle.
I'll be the first person to admit I don't know it. And, you know, I mean, and you bring up a great point because we all know what the correct temperature of the Earth is. We were taught that in school, right? It is?
I forget. I don't know.
Come on. Correct temperature of the Earth? Anyone?
There isn't one.
We know that on average, you can measure the coldest place on Earth, and you can measure the warmest place on Earth. So
we know
all of these different things, like when water freezes. We know at what climates humans can sustain life. We know, you know, what climates certain plant life can sustain life. And, you know, different climates produce different living things. And so it's all measurable to some degree. And so in that sense, I do think that, you know, there could be some truth to, you know, changes in the temperature based off of, you know, outside influence. What that is, I don't know.
Like,
I haven't looked into it.
Like our sun. Well, I'm going to plug a book real quick.
We know that there used to be an ice age, right?
There was.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's currently not an ice age.
Right. We know that.
All right. So we know that, you know, because the cavemen were saving all that money with Geico car insurance.
Right.
They were driving their SUVs.
Right.
And that's why we don't have an ice age anymore.
Is that what it is?
No. Now, there might be somebody that actually believes that. I don't. But, you know, like, we know that over, you know, the course of human history, there was an ice age, now there's not. So there has been some kind of warming. The question is not whether or not the Earth is getting hotter or getting colder. The question is,
should government
wind up forcing people to do things to prevent something from happening?
Very much so. When we get back, I got to plug a book related to this topic. Then we'll get back to our story.
You always have a book to plug.
I do.
Your calls and
pictures?
Thoughts, welcome. It probably does. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
You
USA Radio News.
The Trump administration is putting a 25% tariff on steel and a 10% tariff on aluminum to Canada, Mexico, and the European Union. Now, the European Union has immediately said they would impose countermeasures in response to the United States' actions. As for China, Republican Congressman Sean Duffy says they're not out of the woods quite yet.
We were hoping that China would take some good faith efforts to reduce some of their barriers, to make commitments in regard to the stealing of intellectual property. They haven't gone far enough, and so I think the president's going to keep the steel and aluminum tariffs on the table.
The union, representing thousands of Las Vegas casino workers, estimated that MGM and Caesars could lose more than $10 million a day if housekeepers, cooks, and others go on strike starting Friday. Las Vegas Mayor Carolyn Goodman was asked if she believes a strike will happen.
I think it will settle. I'm not quite sure on the numbers because, of course, I haven't been included in them.
That audio there courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And want to invite you to head over to victimlesscrimespree.com. That's where you can go watch for free, absolutely free. You can watch Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, or if you want a lot of bonus footage, you can buy a limited edition DVD that has not only the movie, but also the director's cut, and I think there's like two different commentary tracks, plus a lot of bonus footage, victimlesscrimespree.com. So it's Daryl, Heather, Chris, and we're talking about the AMA, and we actually got diverted from talking about this proposal by Senator Rob Portman from Ohio.
I don't even know how we got there, but we did.
It's Thursday. Tangents. We just follow tangents. We're like dogs chasing bones when tangents get thrown.
Or as I like to say, you know, it's kind of like the trolley meme thing, to where we just keep pulling the lever and going off on other things, and ultimately somebody pulls the right lever and we get back onto the correct thing.
Well, that's usually you, Daryl, because you are the showrunner here.
Yeah, I love trolley problem memes. So
was it speaking of, hold on. The Ozzy song, we're going off the rails on a crazy train.
So speaking of trolley problem memes, and Chris, we'll let you finish talking about global warming, but what is your favorite trolley problem?
I don't have one, Daryl. I don't follow memes closely enough to. So I get the idea of the trolley problem is the trolley is going down, it splits, and there is, say, six people on one side and one person on the other. Which way do you go?
So my favorite is you're standing by the trolley lever.
Okay.
And if you pull the lever, Harambe survives, but the spirit of Harambe dies. Or you could do nothing and Harambe dies, but the spirit of Harambe lives on forever.
Interesting.
So what do you care about more, Harambe or the spirit of Harambe? 855-450-FREEDOM.
You say Harambe? Harambe?
That's the name of the gorilla that Harambe. Wound up getting shot.
Harambe. I
like Harambe.
I'm kind of in the middle. He sounds Harambe. Like he's talking about his
Harambe.
Bay. His bay.
Harambe Bay.
Harambe, you're my bay.
His bay.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tell us your favorite Harambe stories, or let's talk about global warming. So, Chris, apparently you've written a book on the subject, or
oh,
you read
no.
a book, or
no,
you went
no,
to the
yeah.
book.
I was going to do a little.
You went to the bookstore one time.
I was going to talk about a book, and I would encourage anybody who has an interest, one side or the other, on climate change and global warming to check this one out. It's not only a book, it's by the author is Bjorn Lomberg, L-O-M-B-E-R-G. He calls himself the skeptical environmentalist. He does believe that there is a human impact on our climate and that our actions have helped cause climate change. So that's the one side of him. The other side of him looks at things like an economist and tries to determine whether some of the proposals to solve issues we may have with our environment are economically sound and really good for our world. And but it's really interesting. So that's the book, Cool It. And it was also done into a documentary of several years back. I know you can still find the free documentary on the web archive.org.
And what was the name of that book one more time?
Cool It.
Cool It.
Yep.
By Bjork?
Bjorn Lomberg.
Hmm.
It's one of the names I just try to keep at the top of my head in case I ever need to spout it out.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah, so let's continue talking
back to the
about...
AMA.
No. Before we get back to the AMA, where this Bjork Lomberg guy said that...
Bjork,
I don't know why I keep wanting to say Bjork.
Oh, Bjork's Bjork, and she's the national treasure of Iceland, so
yeah.
How would you not want to talk about her?
But Bjorn Lomberg, and every time I hear that, I keep thinking about Office Space, the annoying boss, Lomberg. Yeah, if you could just go ahead and not heat up the planet,
right,
that would
be
great.
Right.
No, so there is... I don't want to say necessarily proof, but there's definitely evidence that humans have affected environments and climates on the micro level.
Sure.
And one of the things that I like pointing out is Lake Mead.
The oil spill.
Right. Lake Mead's a great example.
And
was that?
So Lake Mead, you've heard of the Hoover Dam?
Okay, yeah.
So Lake Mead is the lake that was formed when the Hoover Dam was built.
Mm-hmm.
And it holds a lot of water. And much like the Social Security lockbox from the 1990s, they realized, wait a second, there's a lot of water here. We can do something with it. The Social Security lockbox, Heather, you might be too young to remember that. There was a lot of money in the Social Security fund. And then some politician said, we can do a lot of stuff with that. And so they started siphoning off from it. Same thing, Lake Mead, they started pulling water. Oh, let's divert a bunch of water to these golfers in the middle of the desert in California so that they can build this city called Palm Springs.
Right.
And then they got surprised when the level of the lake went down, and they show the pictures of the level of the lake as some kind of rationale or proof that
right.
the world is getting too hot and, there's not enough water in it. No, you kept pouring things out of the lake.
Right. And
this is your fault.
And when we do projects like that, and irrigation is another great example, because
right.
irrigation is the idea that we divert water from one area to use it somewhere else that's useful for us. Well, what happens is yes, those areas that you're moving it to become very, very green, but then areas where it used to go can suffer drought conditions and things like that. So on the micro level, you're absolutely right. The question is whether some of the things that we do, like increase the output of CO2 globally, are having an effect on the global climate. And I will posit a couple things here. Number one, that the levels of CO2 have continued to go up. They're going up faster than Al Gore predicted back in 99, 2000, or whenever An Inconvenient
whenever
Truth came out.
Whenever he used to be the next president of the United States.
After inventing the Internet. So after that, these levels continue to go up. But globally, when we look at the satellite readings of temperature globally, because we can't really trust land-based systems, the temperatures remain pretty flat. So it didn't really work out the way that you would have thought it would have. And that to me is a real problem with the, quote, settled science.
Right, and that's how we wound up getting on the climate change, is because this article from Reason was talking about some of the settled science from some guy's interpretation of what the CDC said.
Right. And that story continues. Unfortunately, the evidence suggesting...
So before we continue, because it's been a while since we talked about it...
That's a good point. I should recap
very briefly... This article from Reason,
yeah.
Who's making what proposal and what's the proposal?
Yeah, the proposal is from Senator Rob Portman of Ohio, a Republican, to limit all new prescriptions for new patients of opiates to no more than 3 days. And the American Medical Association and Reason states rightfully has come out against those. And we've read some of the comments from the AMA, which clearly say that that Senator Portman is not really understanding what the CDC is saying when it refers to these. And the story continues. Unfortunately, the evidence suggests that many healthcare providers have joined politicians in misinterpreting the CDC guidelines. Otherwise, chronic pain patients who have been doing very well on opioids for years would not suddenly find their doses arbitrarily slashed, leaving them bedridden and, in some cases, suicidal. The CDC itself bears a lot of responsibility for those outcomes because the dose numbers it settled on do not have a firm scientific basis, but are implemented presently as the outer limits of sound medicine.
More on this, plus your calls and thoughts. Welcome 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the 3rd tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Garambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Garambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hello.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back into the article here from Reason.com about some senator guy from Ohio and his ridiculous attempt to legislate drug companies, specifically physicians who prescribe opioids. And Chris, you've got more from that article. Mm-hmm. We'll get into that in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you about a home security system, one that allows you to wind up checking in on your house if you're away. Let's say you're at work or on vacation. Well, you can check in on these security cameras, wireless security cameras, from your mobile device. Now, you can set this up a couple different ways to where either it's motion activated and you get notified whenever something moves in front of one of these easy to set up wireless cameras, or you can just take a look anytime you want to, again, from a smartphone or tablet or any other mobile device. The Blink security camera. There's no contracts, no subscriptions, and here's the deal. You get three Blink security cams for way less than what the other guys charge, and you get an extra 15% off when you go to blinkprotect.com/FTL, as in Free Talk Live. That's Blink Protect, all one word, blinkprotect.com/FTL. One more time, blinkprotect.com/FTL.
And we've been talking about an article from Reason magazine. This has to do with Senator Rob Portman of Ohio's proposal to limit prescriptions for new patients of opioids to a three-day supply. And the American Medical Association's joining the side of most rational people and saying one size doesn't fit all. It doesn't work that way. And the story here continues. When it comes to acute pain treatment, however, Portman is clearly misreading what the CDC said, and he is far from alone in doing so. Since the guidelines were published in March 2016, legislatures in 18 states have limited the length of initial opioid prescriptions for acute pain, according to a tally by the National Conference of State Legislatures. 7 days is the most common limit. Only two states, Florida and Kentucky, have imposed a statutory 3-day limit for adult patients. Kentucky makes exceptions for major surgery and trauma, while Florida allows 7-day prescriptions, quote, if medical necessity based on provider professional judgment, unquote.
So let's go back to what the CDC guideline says. And again, this is just a guideline. This is not a strict policy that the CDC is enforcing. The CDC is not saying if you violate this guideline, we take your ability to write prescriptions. The CDC guideline says 3 days or less will often be sufficient. More than 7 days will rarely be needed, which even that, it, you know, you look and you read those words, the CDC admits there are times when more than 7 days is needed.
Right.
But this politician guy who read this and didn't really understand the words was like, oh, so 3 days. Okay.
So the CDC said that. And the point is, if you read this in its entirety, what the CDC actually says on it, nowhere does it say the words shall, must, have to,
right,
under penalty of law. It says when opioids are used for acute pain, clinicians should prescribe the lowest effective dose of immediate-release opioids and should prescribe no greater quantity than is needed. And that's common sense. That's what we look to doctors to do.
Right.
I want them to know what I'm feeling and how much of it I need.
I definitely think, though, let's play devil's advocate here. Like, I definitely think there are a lot of doctors out there that
pill mills
become careless. They're profiting off of how many prescriptions they write, so they're over prescribing stuff. And you know, at the end of the day, it's kind of like your own choice as a consumer to go to that doctor and to, you know, adhere to his actually. And not every case. Sometimes you're actually, if you don't listen to your doctor, you get in trouble with the law. Like,
well,
so,
that was a big thing. And you look at like somebody like
disagree with the doctor's diagnosis and don't take your medication, they can kind of like stick it to you in some states.
Right. But if you remember Rush Limbaugh, who used to be number one on Talkers Magazine.
Yeah, he dropped down to number two
in Free Talk Live,
now number 27.
Moved up from 29, and that's in the heavy 100, so we are impotent.
You're welcome, guys.
But it is sort of a myth that those things are still going on. They are in much less space, but the pill mill was a real thing, and that's when there were no harsh. And basically, what you have is we've gone the other direction because a few bad doctors prescribed too many opioids. Then you have people like Senator Rob Portman, who's coming down saying, no, no doctor can now prescribe more than 3 days, even though the American Medical Association says
pumping,
that's ridiculous.
Like, look at the doctors pumping young kids in school up with pills these days. Like,
you're talking about psychiatrists.
Yeah, doctors, too. Not just psychiatrists.
Well,
I had a family care pediatrician that, like, saw my whole family as a kid. And, like, you know, I started kindergarten when I was four because I was, like, developmentally ahead of kids my age. And come, you know, first grade, they wanted me to skip first grade and go right into second grade at the age of six. And my mother was like, oh, she's already the youngest one in her class. Like, I don't want her to be influenced by much older children later in life. And so she said no. So what ended up happening was, is I learned faster than the school curriculum taught.
Right, but
and
you're
so
talking about
I,
children
no, but
getting
I'm saying,
too many pills.
Exactly. And so this is where I use my experience as a, you know, point of view, is that when I started getting bored in the classroom because I wasn't being challenged enough.
They put you on opioids?
They started saying, oh, you got ADHD, you've got this, you've got
there
that.
We go. Right.
They put me on Ritalin when I was like in kindergarten, I guess. And my mom said it made me like, she's like, literally, Heather, you like sat in a closet one day and I found you like curled up crying. And it's like, it's
did
sad.
They ever put you on Adderall?
But
baby
was,
meth.
That never, like, I never acted like that. And all
how
of a sudden
Adderall?
They put me on.
Did you ever have Adderall?
Yeah, they put me on Adderall.
Do you still have any?
No.
Oh, damn it.
So, But anyway, what I'm saying is that they take children that are just so young and developing, and they like just pop a pill in them. Let's see what it does. And, you know, they give me Ritalin, and I end up like this happy little kid now crying in a closet in the fetal position. And my mom's like, okay, we're taking her off that. Like, oh, what can I give her next? And it's like, it is kind of sad when you think about how doctors just pump pills in people, and they don't really.
Yeah, there's a real question about how advanced a science psychiatry is.
So even this opiate stuff.
And we think of psychiatry as, you know, this is something didn't Aristotle and, you know, didn't the early thinkers, didn't they see psychiatry? No, psychiatry is pretty much a 20th century creation.
Right.
And that's it. And the idea that we understand the mind and the brain well enough to adjust levels of chemicals in it to create desired results, which is all the stuff you were talking about, a lot of that's what it was for. It scares me. The other thing that scares me about those sorts of things is the 60 to 80% of school shooters, adolescent males, that are taking those exact same drugs.
Yeah, so it's
I agree with you that there's a problem with overprescribing to children.
Mm-hmm. It's just even the opiates, too, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Is there anything else on this story, Chris?
No, I think we've kind of covered it. And, you know, Reason's point of view hasn't changed. It's that, you know, politicians need to stick to what they know as soon as we can figure out what that is. And that the AMA was just in coming out and saying no. This is not the right approach to take to the CDC recommendations.
And again, it's just a complete misinterpretation of the CDC's guidelines. And this article, I don't remember if you read this last paragraph or not, but it says you know, 7 days, which is the quote unquote upper limit mentioned specifically in that CDC guideline.
Right.
But again, it's not the definitive nobody should ever, but even 7 days would be too short for post-surgical patients.
Yeah.
And you mentioned some of the, without going into detail, some of the newer regulations that have jumped up. Some of them, what is it, like the pain management something to where if somebody has chronic pains, they have to every so often keep going back to the doctor and have new consultations and all this other stuff.
Which is increasing medical costs, and it's not, you know, it's questionable. And basically now you have doctors that are the opposite. They're terrified to prescribe opioids to people that could really use them, that will really help them.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts welcome about whatever is on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEMACAM-A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.